Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm great.
How are you doing?
What?
How are you doing? You said I'm great. I didn't even ask you. Fuck.
Did I answer?
You said I'm great. I didn't even ask
you. Didn't ask? Wait, did I just answer?
I didn't even get the words out, and you're like, I'm great.
Did I answer my own question? Wait.
Yes.
I think I just blacked out. I don't even know what just happened.
How are you, Amanda?
How am I?
Yeah.
Depends on the second of the day.
Okay.
You know? Like, 1 second, like, so good. The next second, like, angry. It's just been all over the place.
Angry is not good.
But in the best way
possible.
Don't
be angry.
Sometimes I just get angry. Like, something's really triggered me.
Yeah.
Within the past 24 hours.
And for you to get angry, it's scary.
I'm like a little tiger. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
But you want to know why I think it is?
No.
Because I have my period for the second time in about 2 weeks, and I don't know what's going on, but I'm pissed off about it.
I'm telling you, it's because your new healthy routine, your body's getting, it's changing. Sometimes your cycle changes when you start dieting and exercising.
I'm going through puberty again. I think that's what's going on.
No.
But yeah, so I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're so welcome.
I answered that before.
I blacked out. I don't even remember what I said.
You glitched. You're like,
I glitched for sure. I don't really know what's happening.
It's fine.
Welcome back to Emergency Call.
Welcome back.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
I don't know why every time I introduce myself, I feel the need to say it in like a sarcastic way.
You're so weird.
As if I'm not Amanda. I don't know. I just hate saying my name, I think.
Oh.
Like, I'm Amanda.
We don't need to.
Anyways, happy Saturday, guys. We're recording this on a Saturday morning. We never record 1 in the morning and 2 on Saturdays, so new vibe today.
Well, it's a holiday week, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
so
we have Easter tomorrow.
We have Passover tonight, even though Passover technically started Wednesday night. So yeah. Happy Passover to anyone who's celebrating. But it starts, but my brother-in-law, your uncle, is Jewish, and we celebrate Passover. So tonight we're going to celebrate Passover with our family and read the story around the table and eat all that food.
Yes.
And then tomorrow we celebrate Easter with dad's family.
Yep, it's gonna be a grand old time, so we're recording early.
Here we are on a Saturday morning.
On a beautiful Saturday morning.
I hear landscapers going in my ear.
You know,
do you hear
that?
I
feel like I'm about to sneeze. I think that my seasonal allergies are like...
The pollen count was really high. I saw it on my phone. I'm
today,
like, oh, I wonder what this spring is gonna bring me.
I feel like since I wasn't here last spring...
You were. You came back March
30th. Oh, you're right. Never mind. I'm just telling all lies. So I don't really know. I just feel like I didn't have allergies last year.
I feel like you did, and you were like, oh, I didn't have this in California.
Oh, I just have terrible memory. I really do. I don't remember shit.
You remember really, really important stuff, though. Some things just...
That's true. Like, very important.
Oh, I know. And every detail.
Oh, what are you implying?
Just anything. No, no, no. Just anything. Like, important stuff. Like, allergies. Okay. Eh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, what was your rose and your thorn of the week?
Yesterday when I was at work.
What was that
yesterday
reaction?
Yesterday when I was at work, I listened to our podcast.
Right? Uh-huh.
And what?
I said, uh-huh.
And I sat there thinking, like, oh, shit, she's going to ask me my rose and thorn of this week.
Were you trying to avoid
really
it?
Really think about it. And then I stopped thinking.
Okay. Let me think of mine.
Yeah, you go first.
My thorn. I can't say my real thorn. So I will say I got a fucking humongous bruise on my knee.
That's your thorn.
Yeah. Wait, no. Did something worse happen? What happened this week that I didn't like?
I'm trying to think what I even
did this week. Oh, I got my period for the second time in literally like two... Like, I had it last week. I'm so confused. So that's my thorn. And I think I was PMSing all week because I was like up and down like a motherfucker. I don't know what's going on with me.
Oh.
So yeah, thorn. My rose... Gotta really think. My rose was that you slept over last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we also hung out and watched some reality TV.
We did. Also, my other rose is the book I'm reading right now.
I gotta read it.
I've been reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I started, like, I don't know, I've been reading it for, like, a month.
A month? How many chapters are in this book?
Not like, that many,
get into
but listen,
it. Get it over with.
Listen. No, whenever I really like a book, I, like, try to slowly read it because I really like it.
You don't want it to end.
Yeah, I don't want it to end. So I'm like, yeah. But this week I read a lot of it and I just love this book. It's so good.
I love that. There's some books that I didn't want to end that I've actually read over again.
Yeah.
I'm I mean, I really, really miss those characters. I'm going to read it again.
I don't like doing that.
I love books, but I go through books like I could go through them in a week.
Same if I let myself. And I normally read at night, so like I don't want to stay up too late.
Do you fall asleep sometimes just reading?
No.
No?
But yeah, that's my, those are my rose and thorn.
I still don't know what my rose and, I think my thorn this week was just so many problems at work.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they went over to a new like system, like computer system, whatever they did. And my computer kept crashing all week. And I was like, what, like, is this real life? Like, I'm trying to work. So like, I just want to work. Like, I don't want to just,
I just want to have work.
Issues. Like, it's just so annoying.
Yeah, no, that is annoying.
So that was like all week. And then my thorn.
No, you wrote, that was your thorn.
That was my thorn, yeah.
You want another thorn?
No. My rose this week probably, honestly, is just like the nice weather coming in really helped me just like feel better about myself. And then like walking outside for 3 miles, like with Aunt Alana, and like just getting that, like the winter's finally over.
I know. This week coming up is going to be beautiful out, like 80 degrees. I'm so confused, but I'm not complaining. I'll take it. I'm not complaining. Give me it.
Dad's going to freak when it's 85 out and I got the AC on. But I can't let the pollen in.
I'm so excited.
Like, I'm so excited too. So that definitely was my rose. Like, just, I love when the nice weather comes in after a long winter. And it wasn't even a bad one.
It wasn't.
But it's long. It's months of winter.
Yeah, no. Winter's so much longer than the nice weather. It makes no sense.
But going straight to 85 also is annoying because, like, I need spring because I need to, like, defrost. Like, I need to, like...
I think we're still going to defrost.
I need to start getting a tan a little bit.
Listen, enough.
I don't know, maybe shaving my legs after a long winter.
No, literally.
Like, just give me a minute, 85.
Hey, no, hey, don't say that because I'm really grateful that it's going to be 85. I don't even want to
hear
that. All
right, but I need a minute. To groom myself before...
All right, take a shower and shave your fucking legs. What do you mean? What is it, a jungle? I don't get it.
But in the winter, we get laziest women.
Okay, I think I get a little bit more lazy than you.
Yeah, you're last terrible.
Last night, we were comparing our leg hairs. Hey, I don't... My fucking hair grows in, like, 48 hours. I'm very Italian.
You need to get some laser.
Listen, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it, okay? Literally, we're laying on the couch. She's like, oh, you need to shave your legs. I'm like, shut up. What are you? Who are you? Why are you talking to me like that? I don't want to hear it. Let me have...
Your mother.
Let me
tell
have
you whatever I want.
Hairy legs if I want to, okay? That's how
you
I
You could
feel.
Have whatever you want. I just was wondering Thanks. If you were gonna...
She's very rude about it. She's like, oh, your legs. In that tone.
Okay, like, I didn't say it with that face.
No, you did. You didn't see your face from my point of view. It was very rude. I was like, okay, shut up.
Sorry. It was funny, though. I didn't expect them to be so long.
See, there she goes again. There she goes again. I can't.
Listen, it's a known fact that in the winter, I mean, you don't got a boyfriend. So it's like, in you know, Listen, whatever. And I've been married 80 years, so it doesn't matter.
Listen, I'm a mammal. I need to let the hair grow so that I can stay warm in the winter.
Okay. As she's tearing out of her eyes.
I am crying because I'm so... upset that you
get
rude about my my hairy legs. I don't know what I'm saying today, guys.
Oh my god, goodness. We're crazy today. Stop it. Get over yourself and your hairy legs. Move on.
I thought you were talking to Boo.
Oh no, I love Boo.
Boo was just scratching the couch. Oh my god, I can't. What else? What else is new?
Did you do anything this week? Anything fun?
Boo! I went to a Murad event. That was really all... that I did outside of my home. Like, I just worked and stayed in and, you know, stared at a wall.
But you continued your journey of...
My fitness journey?
Self-help.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I didn't just stare at a wall a week. I continued my 12 to 30 and stuff and whatever, yeah.
Good for you.
It was a good week, I guess. Not really, but it was fine.
That is a good week.
No, I don't. I didn't have that great of a week, but it was fine.
All right.
It was a fine week. It was a whatever week. It's over now, thank God.
Okay. And then I came over last night, made it all better.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I made it all better on Thursday, I will say, because I woke up. No, that was a plus, but I woke up Thursday and I, like, cleaned everything. I just got this urge. I woke up early. I literally cleaned everything. That always makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. Did all my laundry, literally like 2 weeks worth of laundry. Got it together. Got my nails done. Wait, was that yesterday? I got my nails done yesterday. But, yeah. You know, whatever. So I like cleaned up and got it together. And that really helped. And then you came over and we had a fun little night. And that was good for me. So, yeah.
I watched some of the best reality TV when I'm here.
Yeah, we watched lots of reality TV. We're like obsessed with The Perfect Match. We just finished that.
Yeah, that was so good.
Good.
I haven't watched like reality show. Like, I watched Jersey Shore, but
no, you're literally lying. We just watched Too Hot to Handle and then Perfect Match back to back.
Right, you got me into it.
Oh, you're welcome. I got you into it.
When I was younger, I used to watch like The Real World. Like that was like the big thing on MTV.
Uh-huh. I never watched that.
I watched probably all of them. So, like, now watching, like, Too Hot to Handle and Perfect Match. I watched Love is Blind, though. And I liked that.
I think I watched, like, one season of that over quarantine. But
yeah.
Love is Blind isn't my thing.
There's a new one out. I want to watch it.
Love is Blind?
Yeah.
I feel like Love is Blind is stupid.
I've never watched Love Island.
That was so aggressive.
But I like them because it's, like, mindless TV, whatever. Yeah. But I like some of the people that were on it. I think they were kind of cool. Some
I loved that show. We watched interviews of the cast last night.
Well, I had hours. Did you have a favorite on Perfect Match?
Yeah, I love Georgia. I love Georgia. I think she's so pretty and she's just like cool.
She's just chill, right? Like beautiful girl and down, like just could just be down for
I love her personality. I think she's funny and just like she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I like that.
I love people who just don't give a fuck and you can tell her just like genuinely like themselves online and don't care what people like really think.
I agree.
I think it's good.
Some of them were a little too much for me, but
yeah, but that's a good show. If you guys haven't watched it, it was very entertaining and a little stupid,
but whatever. I mean,
literally not a single couple is still together.
Spoiler alert. If you were okay, say you go on a reality show and you're there for like, what are they filming for, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Like, you're not falling in love with somebody in 2 weeks.
I know.
Unless it's like you really, even if it's like you think it's your soulmate, like you're just not, like stop. You don't even know how he brushes his damn teeth or
I mean, I'm sure that they
brush everything their like teeth weird stuff
on the show.
Yeah, but like they're living together. Oh yeah, they were in the same room. Just a short period of time for people to like really know.
Well, obviously, yeah, but I feel like I would be so good at that. Like I think I would win the show.
What did they win though? They just won a trip. They didn't even win money.
I don't even care what they won, but I think I'd win.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
What happens if you went on a show like that and, like, there was not one person that...
I could find somebody.
Like, you'd make a pact with someone and be like, all right, look.
No, I would fake it till I made it. No, I wouldn't fake it, but I think that, like, I could find at least somebody. Like, they're all, like, generally, like, attractive people that are, like, casted onto those shows. So, like, I mean, some people I would not, like...
I'm trying to think if there was one person on that
list. I mean, there's no one that on that show that I would date in the real world, but I would date them on the show to be on the show.
I mean, the bottom line...
And that's what they all did.
The bottom line is, it's a show.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, I feel like I could finesse the system to get through the entire show, for sure.
Wasn't that, like, the whole issue, though? Like...
That's every reality TV show.
But, like,
show,
get
though.
Over it. Like,
that's
it is. It's
every single one.
Exactly.
Like, every dating show, like, I feel like they're going on with those intentions. Yes, it would be so cool if you met somebody and you actually really liked each other. Like, obviously, that's best case scenario. But, like, the chances of that happening aren't that high. But I think I'd be good at it.
We were obsessed with The Bachelor and Bachelorette for so long.
But it fell off for me.
It fell off for me because I felt like so many things were coming out about it, about how it's like, but I think that producer or somebody just got fired, so maybe it'll be better now.
I don't know if I believe them.
My favorite was JoJo and Jordan.
Yeah, I loved that season.
They're still together and they're like definitely hands down my favorite.
Yeah, they're so cute. And is Dean and...
Oh, Dean and Kaylin though. They met
afterwards.
In Paradise.
Oh, they met on Paradise? I don't remember.
I don't know if they met on Paradise, but that's when they got official.
Okay.
And I do love the both of them. I follow them.
Yeah. I think that The Bachelor, it's like more couples come out of that than like these Netflix ones.
Because I don't know. If anything, you're getting friendships.
Yeah,
100%. Like a lot of friendships, which so I think is people. Cool.
Yeah, I love those shows. I would go on a dating show. I think it'd be funny.
I don't know if I'd be able to watch you until it was like fully like...
I think you would.
I need you to come home and give me some inside information.
Well, obviously, that would happen because it doesn't air until after you're home.
It'd be cool.
I think I'd have anxiety watching it, but I think I would be fine. I want to, any, if any casting directors or whatever the fuck it's called.
Wait, didn't you get asked to be on something weird like years ago?
I forgot what it was. This year I got asked to be on, what the hell was it called? I forget what the show is called, but the concept is like they have couples and then they have singles. And then basically the singles have to test like the people in the couples to see if they're like really in love with their partner.
So you would be the single coming in?
Yeah, and I didn't want to do that.
No, I don't think I'd like to go into it, like for you to go into a show where everybody's like not connected. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to be the villain going in to break something up.
I'm not trying to break up a couple. I said when I got that offer, I said I would probably end up being like the therapist for these men.
Right.
Being like you, I don't know. I that would not be the show for me.
No, that definitely and wouldn't also, be.
I don't even know if it's a popular show, which doesn't matter. Like, and either way, it's like a fun experience, but that just is not the show I would want to go on. So I didn't do that. But yeah, it's funny.
Okay, for the first time this week, I watched 2 back-to-back episodes of Jersey Housewives, and I've never, ever watched a Housewives show in my life.
I never have either.
I obviously know who Melissa is and Teresa is, and obviously you know who the bigger people are because like they're just on everything, and where I go get my eyebrows and stuff done, they all go there, so like I just think they talk about them when I go there, so like I know who they are, but like I've never cared enough to watch ever. But this week I watched. I literally was texting Antelon. I'm like, I have a goddamn headache.
I feel
watching
like
this show,
I feel like that show's fake.
Everybody fights. When I tell you they have these, like, I don't know, let's just say they have a barbecue or whatever and everybody's there, they, all you hear is yelling and screaming and arguing. And I'm like, are these people genuinely, like, are they friends
episode?
For sure? Are they?
No, I don't think that. I feel like Jersey Housewives and those shows, I feel like it's kind of fake. And I feel like none of them are friends. Are they actually friends? No, right?
I have no idea. I was just like, I'm watching it and I'm like, see, if I had friends like this, I wouldn't have. We would all just, I'd be like, please don't ever speak to me again. Like, I'm not, if you have a, like, if a friend has something wrong, like that I said something wrong, whatever, just call me, talk to me, but don't yell at me.
Yeah, like no, that. That's like, don't, like,
because
weird.
You will never hear from me again. I will completely shut down and I'll just be like, you're just don't.
That's like disrespectful. I feel like they're not actually friends on that show because that's just like,
I know a lot of the drama is between like sister-in-laws or whatever, but like,
I feel like it's bullshit. I feel like a lot of it's scripted, but
I feel like that's not bullshit, but I feel like
the fights,
some of the fights, it's like, why are we I don't even know the girls' names that were fighting on the table because I've only watched 2 episodes. I can't even tell you who they were, but just shut. I really just wanted, if I would be like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I've
like,
never.
Seriously, just shut up. You are an idiot.
I mean, I've never watched, but I could probably guarantee that like half of those fights are easily scripted.
I would think.
Yeah.
They need some sort of entertainment, but I was thinking, if this is real, these people need to go find new friends.
I mean, I will say I have had friends in the past that I'm no longer friends with that did fight like crazy, and I was just like, I like, right when that started happening, I was like, I cannot be friends with you people anymore. Broke up with them. Friendships like that are so draining, and that kind of leads us into today's topic and what we want to talk about. We just wanted to talk about friendships, the seasons of friends that are here for like a lifetime or just like to teach you something. There's so many different kinds of friends that you cross paths with.
Season, a reason, and a lifetime. Three different types of relationships. Any relationship.
Yeah.
Friendships, whatever.
Mainly friendships we wanted to talk about today. But yeah, I had like a group of friends in high school and we like just started fighting. Like over nothing. Like there would just be crazy like catty fights, like screaming in the school hallway, and I was like, I never screamed. I was like, absolutely fucking not.
Right.
This is what I'm not gonna be a part of. Everyone just talking badly about each other, like just all this bullshit. And like now we're obviously like civil. Like if I saw them out, I would say hi. It's not a big deal. But at the time I was like, this is not the kind of friendship that I want in my life. And I literally told them all everything that they said about each other. And I was like, have a nice friendship. I'm out. And I just left the group chat.
I don't blame you though, because it's like at that point, like you had said to me once, if they're all talking to you about each other, what are they saying when you're not around?
Exactly. And I mean, I knew what they were saying, right, when I wasn't around. Like,
well, because one told you everything
that you're saying. Yeah, one told me. Like, multiple people told me things that one girl would say. I literally would, like, leave the car after hanging out with her, and she would say to the rest of them, like, I hate her. Right. Like, if you're my best friend, why do you, like, you're not my best friend if you hate me. Like, that's so fucked up. Well,
they say, what, keep your enemies closer, huh?
Yeah. So, I don't know. That taught me a lot, that situation. And I don't hold any resentment against anybody. I don't care enough. Well, but those are just people you don't want in your life. Like, what? That's so disrespectful. I don't want to be yelled at. Like, what? Me and my friends, like, me and Carly have been best friends since we're three. We have never gone into a fight. She's never raised her voice at me. Mm-hmm. I've never raised my voice at her. Like, that's my best friend. Why the fuck would we yell at each other?
I think that sometimes, like, in friendships, you have disagreements about things, and that's fine, because I've definitely had, like, well, disagreements where I'd be like, oh, I didn't realize, like, that I was, you know, maybe not,
right,
you know, whatever, like, just stupid stuff. But, like, I always would own up to it. Like, if I know I fucked up, I'm gonna, whatever.
Yeah, but,
like,
it's also, it's about the way you say things.
Yeah, say nicely. You don't gotta scream at me and come at me like a lunatic. Like, exactly. I don't want to be your friend. I don't care if we're related. I don't care if it's friendships. I don't care if it's a boyfriend, whatever. Like, don't yell at me.
No.
Why are we yelling?
No, yelling. It's just, like, you don't need to bring it to that level of, like, disrespect.
Because I mean, sometimes I yell at
the people in your life you should, like, respect and not scream at. I feel like, right, especially friends, like, I don't need a friend in my life if we're just gonna fight. Like, what the hell? That's not, like, normal to me.
I mean, I get how sometimes people just get so frustrated that they just, like, explode, and, like, I have done that, not on friends, but,
like, yes, that happens. But also, like, if a friend fucking explodes on me, you're not my friend anymore. Like, get control of yourself, and you could be friends with somebody else, because I don't need somebody that's gonna explode on me.
Right.
Because I get angry sometimes at things, and I will let myself cool down. I'll have a conversation or whatever. Like, I'm not going to be friends with somebody that's going to try to control me or yell at me over something. Like, fuck that. I don't
know. All I could say is, thank God you've taught yourself to cool down before you react, because I'd be afraid for people if you reacted every time you got a little pissed off. Because you get, like, rightfully so, though, the situations that you've gotten upset about, I feel like,
are disrespectful.
I totally agree with you, and I would tell you if I didn't, but you definitely give yourself at least 24 to 48 hours to really think about it before you freak out.
Yeah, I mean,
or before you say something. And when you say something, you're just kind of like, I just really didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, you address it, but, like, I feel like a friend should know better.
Mm-hmm, 100%. I think that people do know better, and sometimes they just don't care.
But it's like, why? Like, why don't you care? Like, is that who you truly are then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I think that some people just don't have the same, like, values or something. I don't know. It's, like, weird. Friendships are so hard and confusing, and everybody's so different. Yeah. So you have to, like, kind of learn that and, like, learn how all of your different friends are, especially with, like, making new friends. Like, I don't know. Like, I know how my friends are that I've had forever, but, like, some people, like, you have to learn about your friends and learn how people are. And I don't know. I don't know how to really explain it, but
I'm the type of person that I could be best friends with you for, like, decades, and if I don't see you for a couple months, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'll see you again, and then it's like nothing's ever changed. Like, I'm the easiest person, I think, to be friends with, because I just don't give a shit.
I think that the friends that you have that you can go a while without seeing, and then, like, you get together, like, time has not passed, those are the best friends. I have a handful of friends like that, like Rachel, Avery, Emma, Top. I can't really think right now, like, off the top of my head, but, like Logan, like, any of my long distance friends, I feel like, or just my friends from when I was, even, like, Drew and Maddie, like, we don't really see each other that often because they're in school and stuff, and we just have different things going on, and we can't see each other as much as we would like to, but every time we see each other, it's, like, not a second has passed, which, that's the best. That's when you know that that's, like, a genuine, like, real true friendship.
I have friends from high school that, like, a couple of friends from high school that I still talk to, but I don't see all the time. And when I do see them, I feel like I'm right back. Like,
exactly.
And my one friend, I went to her house. We had dinner from high school, and I literally felt like I did not miss a beat with her. Yeah. She's the same, like, genuinely loving person. And we just started talking and I felt like I could tell her anything and she was telling me stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just love you. Like, yeah. I've always liked you. I think you're a great person. And, like, I'm so happy that we could do this. So, like, that goes back. Or even when I went to my high school reunion, I went with girls that I hadn't seen in so long. And it was, like, we pre-gamed at one of the friends' houses. And it was, like, we've never stopped talking. So that was really cool. But, like, my one friend I would say that I see definitely often but will go, like, a month or two is definitely Aunt Diane, mm-hmm. where she does her thing, I do my thing. And then when we see each other, it's, like,
nothing.
And I know she's always got my back, mm-hmm. but I don't need to see her every day. And she knows, like, she knows how I am. Like, she's the ex I'm an introvert totally, and she's not.
100%.
But my longest friends are Alana and Diane.
Yeah.
And both are, you know, we're all just, it doesn't matter if we go days or they know.
Yeah.
Like, you and know I what? Feel like sometimes like I need seasons. My space. Well, there's, what is it? You either have friends for a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Yes. But I also think that, like, some friends, it's like kind of like not a roller coaster, but like you kind of like weave in and out of each other's lives. Not that like you're ever fully not in each other's lives, but like, when you're just at different stages in life than your friends, it's, like, harder to see them as often, or, like, you just have different things going on. You're just going through different things. So you kind of, like, separate a little bit, but then, like, maybe you're going through something again at the same time. I don't know. I think that it's different because, for me, like, right after high school, I just started, like, working. And then I, like, moved and whatever. And, like, now I'm living on my own and I, like, am just working and all my friends pretty much are still, well, not all of my friends, because I also now have friends that do social media too, but like all my hometown friends are still finishing up school. So I feel like once they start working and get their jobs, which is going to be soon, and are like kind of living more near me and whatever,
it'll be different.
It's going to be different, and we're going to be kind of back at like the same stage, and probably will see each other more once they're like done with college,
which is so cool too, because, you know, like, those are your girls.
That's going to be like the best ever. But I think that, you know, you can't take it personally when you're not seeing your friends as much. I feel like in your 20s, that, like, happens so much because everybody's just trying to figure their shit out. And I've really learned that it's nothing personal if a friend is a little bit distant or whatever. Like, we all are just trying to figure it out and figure out what we want to do with our lives. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's nothing wrong with going a little bit without seeing a friend. Like, you make time when you can and whatever. But yeah, it's just so interesting. You definitely have to, like, I've learned a lot. You have to put in effort for the friendships that you want to keep in your life as you get older.
100%. Especially when you get married and have kids, because you could fall into that, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then you just always make time for friends, especially when you're married and have kids, because you need your friends. Yeah, you need your girls.
Friends are the most important thing. At the end of the day, like, even if you have a boyfriend, whatever, like, having your girls and having good friends is so special and important, because you don't want to lose 100%. Sight of who you are because you're in a relationship.
Right.
I don't know. And I feel like you've always been really good at that. Like, you always go on your girls' trips, like, every year. You still hang out with, like, you've always hung out with your friends. You've never not had your friends just because you're married.
No, I would say, though, in my 20s, it was a little harder because I really just didn't do the babysitting thing. And I didn't hire babysitters. I didn't do daycare. So for me, I was home. Like, I wanted to raise my kids. So I was home. And once in a while, we would get a babysitter and go out or whatever. But I'd say, like, my 30s, I started going out more, like, being with my friends. And so I can't remember how many years ago we started our girls' trips. But, yeah, we go twice a year in the winter and the summer. We pick two weekends. And it's so important because we just have a really good time together. And it's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, nice. You know, there's no arguing and we just have fun and laugh our asses off. I mean, we do get really drunk sometimes and we act stupid, but, like, we don't forget. You know, like, we just we have fun and you need it. You need that.
No, you do. It's so important. Like, girl time is the best.
How do you feel about, like, a guy best friend? Like, do you think that's possible?
I have some guy friends that are, like, my best friends. I think it is, to an extent. Like, I don't know. It's kind of a confusing thing. Like, I literally have, like, completely platonic guy friends. We're, like,
yeah,
whatever. But it's not like I'm, like, hanging out with them on the daily, seeing them all the time. Like, you know?
Right. No, I get
like,
that.
Like, I feel like we catch up with each other, see each other sometimes. But it's not... I don't know. Because I feel like... Like, let's say I get into a relationship, I'm not going to be, like, hanging with my guy best friend all the time. Like,
no, I know. That's when it becomes right? Kind of like, weird. Like, that's oh, by weird. The way, I'm going outside with my guys.
Yeah, like, I kind of want, like, whoever I end up dating to be, like, my best friend. Like,
I know girls that have, like, guy best friends, and then their husbands become best friends with the guys, which I think is so cool. Like, I have guy friends. Like, I've always had guy friends.
Yeah, no, me too. Like, I still talk to all my guy friends from high school. Like,
right.
I love them so much. They're right. My best friends, literally. Like, they always will be. I'll always feel close to them, right. Even if I don't see them all the time. And then, like, I don't know. I have a bunch of guy friends. And I think having guy friends is also important. And I think that girls and guys can be friends. I know a lot of people are like, no, girls and guys can't be friends. One of them always wants to fuck or something.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know, but.
And sometimes you can do that and still just be friends. And there's no awkwardness.
It makes it a little weird. I don't know. I don't fuck my guy friends. And if I do, we're not friends.
What?
If I do, that means that we're not just friends. Like, I'm not going right. to fuck my guy friends.
But that's what
friends.
I mean. Like,
I don't think
you have
that,
to have a...
I do not think that you can fuck your guy friend and then just be besties. No? Like, no. You're clearly sexually attracted to each other. That's weird. All right. Like, any of my guy friends that I have, like, I would not touch them with a 10-foot pole. Like, they're my friends. Okay. Like, once you're in that box,
right, then you
sorry
can't,
but you're yeah. probably not coming out of it.
But I think it's good to have, like, a really good guy friend, because you see their perspective a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you could hear their stories and, like, see, and it's like, oh fuck.
Yeah, they tell you how guys think, and they'll yeah. be fucking honest.
Yeah,
guy friends are brutally honest. Uh-huh. And it's kind of great.
They give good tips.
They do. They give great advice.
Yeah,
so
I don't know,
I'm all for guy friends. But, like, if I had a boyfriend, I don't think I would want him to have, like, a girl best friend. Like, ew, like, what? Like,
well, you should be his best friend.
Yeah,
is that,
like,
how it works?
That's kind of weird. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, no. If, like, me and my boyfriend, like, got into a fight, and then he went and, like, told his girl best friend and got her advice. Fuck that.
Yeah, oh, you wouldn't
just
be good.
Just in general, yeah. Like, if I'm in a relationship and we get into an argument or something, I don't want you going to all the people in your life and telling them and getting advice. Like, we could deal with this situation just us.
Well, it
two.
Should be private. They shouldn't be going asking a million people.
Yeah, like, don't,
like,
air
you
out.
Do that.
Yeah, don't air out our business. Yeah. Like, if we're in a relationship, it should be
okay,
like us,
I get that.
Like a team. Like, I don't want other people. Like, ew, no. So, girl best friend from, yeah, no. So
okay, now sides. We know how Amanda feels about the girl best friend,
because I feel like it's a little sus. Like,
I know it's a little weird,
unless they, like, grew up together or something and she's really cool. But I've, like, seen situations where the girl best friend is, like, trying to one-up the girlfriend and, like, be like, oh, like,
no, that's not cool.
Me and Tommy used to take baths together.
It's me and Tommy.
I don't know, you know what I mean? Just could be a little odd.
All right,
in my opinion.
I get it. No, I agree. It's just a little... All right.
I don't know, but I also feel like I probably get jealous. I don't know.
You are striking a little jealousy right now. And I don't even know what's
going
on.
I'm trying to think about it. Like, I don't know. That would be weird to me. Okay. But then I have, like, guy best friends that, like, I hope that their girlfriends would like me.
They probably won't. Anyway, listen. Have you ever met, like, a friend and known that they weren't going to be in your life forever? Like, just know off the bat, like, okay, I could definitely hang out with this girl now and we could be friends, but I just have a feeling we're not going to be friends for life.
Yes, but I don't get close to those people.
What?
Like, yes, I've felt that before, but I won't get, like, necessarily close to those people. Okay. Like, I feel like there's some people that come into your life and it's like, okay, this is, like, a party friend, like a friend to go out with, like,
or a friend to get you through that moment of time that you're going through.
I think that, like, whenever a new friend comes into my life, like, if I really love them, like, of course I hope that they're in my life forever, but then, like, something can maybe happen down the line where it's like, okay, maybe you're not how I thought you were. Because just, like, getting into a relationship, like, you see somebody's best self when you first meet them and when they first come into your life, and their true colors can start to unfold as the relationship grows and whatever. So I think that has happened to me, where, like, I've started seeing people's true colors and I'm like, okay, like, this person maybe won't be in my life for as long as I thought that they would.
Right.
And they kind of just end up teaching me a lesson. But if I do meet somebody and I'm like, oh, this person cannot be my friend for a long period of time, I'll never even get close with them. I've definitely had that happen, especially in LA, because I was meeting so many new people at that time. Yeah, you were. And there were girls that I like hung out with and like they just said some weird shit or just like acted like rude or just like.
So you just knew right away, like, this isn't it for me.
Like, I was like, okay, no, like, I'm not going to ever get close to this person. It's so interesting. It's really interesting.
It is interesting. And like to know when the friendship's just going to end. It's kind of like a breakup.
It is. I think
it could be worse sometimes.
No, I was going to say it literally is worse. Like, I have had more heartbreak, I think, from friends, because when you're friends with somebody, like, you trust them 100%. Right. Like, your friends you don't think would do you dirty. In a relationship, it's kind of different. Like, I feel like we kind of have this expectation of, like, not it going wrong, but, like, the chances of a relationship going wrong are kind of higher than, like, your friend doing you dirty. Like, you don't...
Right.
Like, you hope that your friend, like... I don't know. I feel like I really value the people in my life and the friendships in my life. Like, I love my friends so much, and I would do, like, anything for the people in my life. So when they disrespect me, it hurts so bad, because I would never do them that, like,
besides
that.
Disrespect, like, just disappoint, like, straight up disappointing me, like, the respect thing, okay, but disappoint, like, some people just truly disappoint us by the things that they say, and it's like, what the heck. Like,
I think that's what I meant,
because
I feel like that comes hand in hand, like,
but like, why are you but being disappointed from a friend just hits so different.
100%. It really sucks. I've been through some terrible friend breakups, like,
and like, friends that you never expected to not be in your life at all.
No, like, my friends from high school, I truly thought that those were going to be my friends forever. Like, I had been friends with them for so long, and I loved them so much. Like, I did so much for them. They did a lot for me, too. Like, we were really, really, really close, and I never would have thought that they wouldn't be in my life. But, like, sometimes you just realize that you're not meant to be forever. Yeah, like... You're not as close or as similar as you thought. Right. Like, especially after high school, you kind of, like, start finding yourself a bit more. The people that you're in high school with, you're, like, forced to be not friends with them, but, like...
Well, you're stuck in the same school for 4 years in high school.
Yeah,
like,
so you kind of... What are your options? Yeah, you kind of get close with people that maybe you wouldn't be close with in the
real
world.
But you also were friends with some of them since, like, kindergarten. Yes. So it's, like, so different.
Also, I think sometimes people grow up and... You grow up at a different rate. Like, I don't know.
Right.
You
just, different interests.
Yeah, different morals. Yeah. Different just everything and whatever. And you just grow apart sometimes.
Right.
And that shit, like, I don't know. I really didn't expect it. And I remember literally driving around our hometown when I, like, went through my first... Like, that was probably the only, like, for real friend breakup I've ever had in my life. Because I'm not, like, petty with friends. I don't go through friends a lot. Like, I keep friends for, like, a long, long time. And I literally would drive around and, like, cry and listen to, like, sad, like, friend songs. Like, crazy. Oh, my God. I was so heartbroken. Poor thing. Like, it really hurt.
I think because with you, like, when you're in any type of relationship, you, when you love somebody, whether it's a friend or a guy, whatever it is, you love hard.
Yeah.
Like, you give it your all. You're so happy. You want to make that person happy. Like, you just do nice things for people too. Like, you go out of your way for people. And you, when they don't reciprocate that back to you, you're just like,
no, it hurts.
You need to realize not everybody's going to be like you. And that's so hard.
No, it is disappointing when a friend doesn't treat you the same way that you treat them. And, like, I feel like as I've grown up, I've really realized that you can't give your all to every single person. Like,
I think you just need to know who deserves that.
Exactly. Like,
who deserves the treatment.
Like, exactly. Good. Exactly. Like, you can only go out of your way for certain people because not everybody is going to do the same for you. And that's, like, a hard pill to swallow, but...
It also means, it doesn't mean you're not going to learn that again in this lifetime. 100%. I mean, unfortunately, you are going to trust somebody wholeheartedly and want to be their friend and love them to death, and they're going to do something to disappoint you. People disappoint.
People are very disappointing.
But I also think you keep a lot hidden a little bit sometimes. Like, you don't always...
This is therapy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But you also keep a lot hidden sometimes where people may not think... They may think you just don't, you won't care.
Yeah.
And it's like you do.
Yeah. I do this thing, I guess. Or not even this thing. I just, like, handle things that I go through in situations, like, very well, mm-hmm. and I don't like to put my shit onto other people. Like, I'd rather deal with things like by myself and then face the world when I'm like fine. Right. So I think that sometimes people think that I'm like just really strong and that I'm like just okay and that I don't like need anybody or that I am just always fine, and that gets like frustrating because I don't know. I feel like I've always been the friend that like everyone else puts their shit onto. Like,
it's you crazy. Give off the energy of like being really strong and like not needing anybody and not, but if somebody really knows you, they know.
Yeah, like it's not true.
Yeah. Aww. I think I do the same thing though. I keep like everything in, like I try to keep everything that bothers me in like the back of my head and just like not think about, I mean, it, but like I just, and I expect other people just to know.
I don't expect other people to know necessarily. I don't like putting my baggage on other people. I think that it just too. Like offends me a little bit when like people think that I'm like, I don't know how to put it into words really, mm-hmm. but like I think I just get offended when people don't care or like
sometimes people just don't think.
I don't know how to explain it.
So it's so hard.
Yeah, you know? I just it's don't like, know how to explain
were
it.
Were you actually thinking before you sent me that text, or were you thinking before you said that out loud?
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
What I'm like thinking, but at the end of the day, communication is everything in friendships and stuff. And
I
like,
agree.
Yeah, I don't expect people to like read my mind, but mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It's hard to be the friend that people put everything onto. I will say, I because I don't take that shit lightly. Like, mm-hmm. I will literally cry over my friend's issues. Like, I literally have.
I know you're just so like, I don't know how
I feel, to explain it. I feel everything very strongly. Like, every single emotion I will feel, like, very strongly. So, like, I will feel other people's problems, like, very strongly, too. And then I'm, like, very overwhelmed because I have my own shit that I don't express. And then other people's stuff on top. So I'm worried about, like, myself and then their situation.
I think you have to start trying to, like, listen to their... You could listen, but you have to stop putting it on you and feeling their emotions, because it's not,
yeah.
It's just like not healthy.
Whatever, it's fine.
It's not, because then you get overwhelmed.
No, it's fine. Like, I want to be there for my friends. I just think that it's frustrating when they're not there for you as much because they think that you don't need them to be.
Right.
That's what I was trying to say before, I think. Like, yeah. But I guess then that's just kind of like a shitty friend.
Because
then I have friends like Carly, for example, like, mm-hmm. she'll lean on me for things, but then I also lean on her for things, right. and tell her things. That's like a give and take, like an equal give and take.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's also important in friendships. Like, yes, you have those seasons of friendships, like mm-hmm. I was saying, where like you're not talking all the time, and that's right. completely fine, and don't take it personal. But I think that at a certain like extent, sometimes if you're putting so much into a friendship and they're not putting anything back in, you can't like water a fucking dead plant.
No, and you 100%. Can't
be the one like giving all the time and like trying to put in an effort to see each other, and if they're not trying and they're not putting in that effort to keep the friendship going, you have to kind of accept that and like not keep pushing, because sometimes a friendship is just not gonna be forever and you have to accept that.
But then you see people that have like a million friends, and it's like
that throws me for a loop.
Guy, first of all, there's no way you... What's that saying? A
friend to all is a friend to none.
A friend to all is a friend to none. Like, how are you friends with 85 people?
Yeah,
like,
no, that really
how do you have 85
me.
Best friends? I'm exaggerating, but you when know
every,
what I mean.
Yeah, every single person's
like, I'm
their bestie.
Sorry, but I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, there's no yeah, shot. Like, I'd rather have, like... I have, like, my core girls, like, whatever. I go out to dinner and I hang out with other people, too, like, that I've worked with in the past or whatever. But, like, on a daily, who I talk to like, let's see, like, Lisa, Alana, Diane, and then, like, Lauren, Gina, Jen, you know.
Like, your group, like, your little group. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Some people really just have so many friends. That confuses me, but I don't know. I also, something I hate more than anything is a friend that tells their other friends that you're not friends with your business. Like, if I'm telling you something, that means I'm telling you. I'm not telling people right. that I don't know that you're friends with. Like, don't tell. If I find out that somebody tells other people something I told them in privacy, I will never tell them something
I know.
Ever again I know. That, like, I wouldn't want out.
Right. But you're a very private person. Like,
very private.
With anything, like I always used to tell you, like if you really need to tell somebody something, like about, it could be about anything, just tell me, because you know I'm not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, literally.
There's been girls that you've told stuff to, and then all of a sudden other people know. It's like, I didn't tell the whole world.
No, I get so angry. That's just so weird. Like, what the hell? Like, what the fuck? I hate that shit.
As much as you're on, like, on YouTube and online, you do keep a lot of stuff very private.
Yeah, people don't need to know every single detail. They don't. Of my life. More so, like, my love life, I feel like. I keep that, like... It like, I do share online. I tell stories and stuff, but, like, the people I've been with, I don't... want anyone to know that
it's nobody's fucking business.
Yeah, like that's like my private life. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
some people it's like to overshare that stuff, but I always used to tell you, like, even if you're with somebody and it goes bad, like, you don't need to discuss it online. You really like, why are we name dropping? Why are we saying this? Like, don't do it. It's not it's just not a good look.
No name dropping. I did have some questions that you guys asked on my Instagram story about friendship. So I want to answer some before we wrap this up. What to do when you're stuck in the middle of two close friends if they're in an argument, for example. I have definitely been in this situation, and you just have to tell them, like, hey, I love you both. I hope you guys figure this out, but I really don't want to be involved.
I agree. I would hate to be involved, but I have been in situations like that, and it's so fucking annoying.
Me too. It's very annoying, and like... it just is uncomfortable. So not, I just tell them, like,
no. I'm not going to pick sides. Like, I've definitely been around people who, like, I've been in uncomfortable situations where, like, one person, like, maybe was rude in front of another person that I consider a friend. Mm-hmm. And I definitely say something.
Yeah. Like, no, I was going to say
that. If I like somebody and I truly value them as a friend, I'm telling you, not to make myself sound great, but they must be a good person because I don't allow a lot of people into my circle at all.
100%.
So if that person I consider a friend, do not disrespect them or be a dick to them in front of me, because I will out you. Like, don't do that. And I've 100%. Had that happen to me, and I've said, like, why did you act that way? Like, that, I consider that person my friend, and you really made me look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
Also, if you think one of them is in the wrong, also tell them that. Like, if I think that my friend's in the wrong, I will not be a yes man. Like, hell, I will be like, listen, like, in a nice way, I'll be like, you kind of are in the wrong. Like, maybe you should apologize. Even if my friends are, like, in a situation with a guy and they're being a little toxic or, like, stirred something up and made an issue, I will tell them straight up, like, I am very honest. Like, if you want an honest opinion, you can come to me. I'll say it in a nice way, but I'm not going to fucking lie. I'm not a yes man friend.
Yeah, no, same. Like, just no.
Yeah.
just no. Like, I just don't like that, because then it's like it reflects on me. Like, so I chose a friend like you who's going to talk to somebody or be rude to somebody like that. Like, no, don't do that. Be nice. Like, what does it take just to be nice?
Yeah, being kind.
If you don't like someone, then just don't talk to them.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, be rude. I don't like that. How to navigate a childhood friendship in your 20s. Subconscious competitiveness. I think that navigating friends in your 20s could be hard because, like, you're going through different things. And
it was,
like,
definitely hard for me because I got married and started having kids, and my friends were still going out and, like, partying and, like, doing the normal 24 to 29 year old things, and it was like I was in just a different
stage,
totally different stage, so it was a little weird.
I feel like you should also, like, shouldn't be competitive with your friends. Like, if your friend is doing good, like, you should be celebrating that for them and, like, not being competitive. I don't know, I think it's hard in your 20s because obviously, like, some people are coming out of college and getting a job right away and some aren't, and some feel a little bit behind, but everyone's at their are on their own journey, and, like,
it's so true,
you can't compare your journey to somebody else's because you're just on different ones, like,
totally,
even if they're your friend, like, I don't know.
I would say one of my other longest friends I've ever had that I've had is Kendra, and, like, we go through, like, she lives, like, an hour, I guess, like, an hour, but, like, I would drop anything for her, and I know she knows that, and, like, we don't see each other every day, but when we do, we could pick up, like, it was yesterday, like, I love her to death, and I would always be there for her, and I know she knows that, well, at least I hope she knows that, but we've gone out to dinner, and but we got so stuck in our lives.
Right, so how would you say that you would navigate a childhood friendship in your 20s?
if I could go back and change it, I probably would. I would still do what I did and raise my kids and be home, but I probably was a little bit more, would be a little bit more like meeting people for dinner. Like, I should have left them home with dad and been like, I'm going to go.
Right.
It was also hard because I'm really close with like my sister and stuff too. Right. So I was like.
Your situation was different though, because now I feel like not, I don't know, it's more, obviously there are some people that do have children in their early 20s, but like, I feel like it's more popular now to have kids a little bit later. So I feel like your situation is like,
I can't really say, but specific. But for my situation, I definitely would have balanced it better.
Yeah. So balance.
I would have balanced it better and been like, all right, I'm going to go meet my friends for dinner this week. Like, I would have balanced it better and like maybe asked my mom maybe more. The thing is, I worked. So my mom was with them during the day when I worked. So I don't always want to ask her to babysit.
Too, you know,
and then like your grandparents on both sides were young still, so like I didn't want to stop them from like going out to dinner with their friends or having their lives, so I just always stayed home.
Yeah, but I think that so in your 20s, I feel like prioritizing and balancing and making time for the people that you want to keep close, because you do have to put in so much more effort as you get older. So,
well, look at you. I mean, you have to put in effort. Like, you have friends that live in different states.
Yeah. And it's really hard. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes, like, I haven't seen, like, Avery in almost a year, but we're, like, trying to make a plan to see each other.
For her birthday, right?
Yeah, it was in August. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that you just have to put in that effort.
Mm-hmm.
How to deal with jealousy in a friendship. I think that happens.
I can't be with people that are jealous.
No, I feel like having jealous friends is, like, the worst thing. Like, that's almost like being friends with an enemy. You can't have people around you who are like jealous.
I've had a friend that didn't like when I hung out with other people.
Oh no, I hate that. And I'm like, hate that,
dude.
That's so weird to me.
It is so weird. Like, why are you hanging out with her tonight? Like, why are you hanging out with me? Like,
that's weird to me. That's very, very weird.
It's like a huge red flag.
Yeah, if I don't think that's
like good. I'm not dating you.
Yeah, I don't think that you should be friends with somebody who's jealous of you. I think that that's terrible energy to have around. Someone's like, do you get days where they really annoy you?
I mean, I annoy myself sometimes. Yeah, literally. So.
I get days where I'm just annoyed at the world and I just don't want to speak to anybody. Like, that's normal.
I don't even want to hear myself.
Literally. I'm annoyed with my existence.
Exactly. I don't even want to be with myself that day. So,
friends who constantly ditch you for a boy they like and how to bring it up / tell them it bothers you. What do you think?
I think you shouldn't ditch your friends for a guy, but when you first meet someone, sometimes you get so absorbed in that, which I get, but you definitely should have balance on that too.
100%. Sometimes it's really annoying to be friends with people who are like really boy crazy.
Mm.
I think sometimes that's annoying because like I don't like to revolve my whole life around like men.
You don't. So that's all. A great thing.
So I get kind of like irritated because I feel like nobody should revolve their life around that. Like,
and vice versa. Like, I feel like a guy shouldn't revolve his whole life around a girl.
No. Until like you meet somebody you really love, but like
different.
Yeah, like revolving your life around just like trying to find somebody, that like irks me. So like having friends that are like really boy crazy just like gets on my nerves. So I don't know. I think If your friend just got into a relationship and she keeps ditching you for the boyfriend, maybe just tell her, like, I miss you. Like, I want to see you more. Like,
be honest.
Yeah, like, just be honest. I feel like I always respond to, like, everything in any sort of relationship with, like, communication.
Yeah.
Communication is legit the answer to 90% of situations. I mean,
good communication in anything is amazing.
Yeah. Thoughts about your best friend being friends with somebody who doesn't like you? I feel like that's not a good friend. If somebody doesn't like my best friend, I don't like them. Like, straight up.
I need the reason why they don't like. Like, I would never hang out with... that's a tough one. I would never hang out with somebody that has done my friends dirty.
Yeah.
Or is just straight out bitch and asshole to my friends. Like, no, I wouldn't. No. But if you don't like somebody that I'm friends with or whatever for something stupid, or you have your own insecurities or jealousy, then I'm not going to not be friends. But if
why would you be friends with somebody like that?
No, I can't I'm not explaining it right.
Like,
I'm not explaining it right. Like, I've had situations where like a friend would be like, I'm not really sure if I like that girl.
About your friend?
Like, people we've just met. like, say.
Okay.
Like, situations. And I'm like, well, I think you should give people a chance.
Yeah.
But if my friend, like, I have friends that, like, they're, oh, wow. these girls Sorry. Have done them dirty and have been really rude to them. No, fuck yeah. that well, bitch. She's I'm not saying, gonna be friends.
She's saying that they're friends with someone who does not like her.
No, I wouldn't be friends with
like,
her.
Like, that's weird. I think that that's just not yeah. really a good friend.
I would hope that my friends wouldn't want to be friends with people that hate me.
Yeah, like, that's fuck. That's not a good friend.
Everybody, not everyone's going to like you.
Advice on how you would navigate a friendship where she was toxic in high school, but after high school, she wants to be good friends, even though she left me out repeatedly / made me feel isolated.
Nah.
Nah. I feel like you could find somebody that's a better friend than that. Like, if somebody already showed you those colors.
Yeah.
What changed? Like, why? Like, you don't have anybody else now and you're trying to come back to me? Mm-hmm. Like, no. I don't know. I think that you gotta set that boundary of, like, I don't know. I mean, obviously people could change, but at the end of the day, like, is it worth it? To have a friend like that, like, I don't know. I think it's up to you. Obviously, you know the situation better and know the girl better. So, like, if you feel she genuinely changed and, like, now she would be a good friend, then maybe, but...
I would always have my guard up.
Yeah, I feel like, How do you not feel guilty for dropping somebody toxic?
I just don't. But I have a habit of just, like, if once I realize that there's, like... If I meet somebody, like, I mean, obviously the people in my life now are just, like, permanent, like, whatever. But, yeah. like, if I meet someone and I feel like they're completely toxic, I'm just good.
Like, put yourself first. Yeah. I think that you should not feel guilty. Mm. If they're not a good person, then your life's going to benefit without them in it, for sure. Right. And as long as you know at the end of the day, like, why you chose to cut them out and that was the right decision for you, I think that you just have to trust your gut and your decision. Mm. How to make genuine friendships in your 20s. I think that making friends in your 20s could be really, like, scary and hard because you're not, like, surrounded by people all the time like you were in high school and college or whatever. So, like, it's a little bit more difficult, I would say. But I have been really lucky that I do what I do because social media has made it really easy for me to meet so many people. Mm-hmm. And that's where I've met, like, all of my newer friends. And I love them so much. And it's just been the way that I've made my friends. And I think right. it's nice because I don't work in an office. So I don't have, like, that. So mm-hmm. that's kind of, this is, like, my version of that. But I think that even if you don't do social media, use social media to your advantage. Like, everyone right. has it for the most part. Like, you can meet such great people online. And I don't know, you meet people, like, with your same interests and morals and whatever, and you can really get to know somebody off of their social media presence. So, like, I've gotten, like, when I first moved to LA, I had no friends out there. So, like, I met people through social media and we would just, like, DM and be like, you right. want to grab lunch? Like, I'd be like, hey, like, I'm new to the city, like, I have no friends, like, do you want to grab lunch?
Right.
And I met a lot of people that way. It was great. And, like, you could see if you click with somebody and whatever. And it's literally like going on a first date. But
right.
you just kind of have to put yourself out there in your 20s, I will say, if you want to meet people. And it's like a first date. Like,
I'm trying to think because I want to say that my friend group now happened in our 20s.
Yeah, but you all, like, met through people. That's a big
way.
Well,
yes, we met through people.
Yeah, that's a big way that I've made a lot of my friends.
We kind of all had a connection, and then all, like, the puzzles kind of fit.
Yeah.
Like, and we all just started hanging out.
Yeah. I've made so many friends through meeting one friend.
Right.
So I feel like once you make one friend, you're going to make mutuals through those people. Mm-hmm. And kind of it's like a domino effect of, like, the people that come into your life. And if you know that one person is a good person, you know that they're going to surround each other or themselves right. with good people for the most part. So then, I don't know. Whoever's meant to be in your life is going to, like, come into your life and everything falls into place.
Right.
And you get close with the people that you're meant to be close with. So I don't know. But yeah, I've definitely met people through so many people. It's, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a huge way to make friends in 20s.
Definitely. Like, just meeting people through people.
Yeah. Even when you start dating, like, you become friends with their friends, and then your friend groups kind of intertwine. And
exactly. And then it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah. That's so fun.
It is fun. It's interesting how, like, certain people come in and out of our lives, though.
It is very interesting.
It's interesting. It's like our souls made pacts with each other to kind of, like, be involved with each other for a little while and, like, then not. And then, like, look at you and Kiara. You guys clicked so quick when you were, like, 13, and then you hadn't seen each other in so many years, and then you reconnected, and now she's here, and she's, like, you're one of your, like, best friends and, like, your person.
No, it's literally so it's, like, crazy. It's crazy how people come in and out of your life. Like, I genuinely believe that you have soulmates that are just friends, mm-hmm. and you have, like, soul ties with people that are just supposed to cross your path one way or another, like, Kiara's from California. The likeliness of us connecting at 13 and like still being friends all these years later, like, just doesn't. That doesn't happen often.
No, right. Like, even, I feel like your souls knew each other maybe from a past life or whatever. Yeah. Like, I could get deep in this because I like this stuff. But, like, our souls make pacts with each other.
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
So, like, there's a reason why you met that person and your souls connected. And there's a reason, I mean, why it ended or whatever. And maybe in this lifetime you weren't supposed to be. And maybe in the past life you were something else. Like, who knows? But, like, we make pacts and there's reasons why people come in and out of our lives.
100%.
I totally believe that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I agree. I feel like this is something we could talk about for hours and hours and hours.
I could sit here and talk about this for hours. But I think friendship is so important.
It's so important. I think that
everybody needs friends.
Yeah, to surround yourself with good people who make you feel good. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important. Your friendships should fill your cup up. You should leave a hangout feeling refreshed and happy and laughing and good. And your friends should lift you up. And if you don't feel that, trust me, one day you're going to meet people who are going to make you feel that way. And you're going to be like, wow, like, this is the friendship I was looking for my entire life. Mm-hmm. And that it's going to come in one way or another. One day you're going to meet those people. And if you haven't yet, trust me, they're coming for you.
They're coming.
They call it your soul tribe.
Yeah.
Your soul tribe's coming for you, girl.
I agree on that soul tribe.
Yeah. It's so important. And it's going to happen if it hasn't already. And if you've met those people already, you're very lucky, because having good people in your life is really special and you should never take it for granted.
Agreed.
And that's all for today.
And that's all
I hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, make sure to rate us 5 stars on all the streaming platforms. Please. And give us a review on Apple Podcasts, because you can do that. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, Emergency Call Pod. And follow us on Instagram, Emergency Call Pod.
Plugging it all in. Jeez.
And just show us some love, because we love you.
You're so cute.
And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Ciao.